It is 20 minutes now before 10 o'clock here on this Monday morning on WPHM. Well, in the first high-level meeting since President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's historic summit about a month ago, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Kim's top advisor, Kim Yong-choi, in Pyongyang for a couple of days of what turned out to be very tense talks. North Korea accusing the U.S. of using gangster-like tactics. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent who covers the State Department, Connor Finnegan. Connor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. This turned out to be a lot more tense maybe than was expected.
Yeah, you know, these past meetings that they've had before, this is Kim Yong-chol and Mike Pompeo's fourth time meeting together. They've been all smiles. They've been shaking hands, really seeming to hit it off. But as you said, in the room this time, much more tense. They had an exchange Saturday morning after their full day of meetings on Friday, where Kim Yong-chol asked Mike Pompeo, you know, how did you sleep last night? Mike Pompeo said he slept fine. And Kim Yong-chol said, oh, I thought you might not have slept well after our conversations yesterday. Both men then went on to say that they had things to clarify, and ABC White House correspondent Tara Palmieri was in the room. She said you could feel the tension between the two men, something we haven't seen before.
Do you think it's a failure to communicate clearly? Is that what seems to be happening here?
We've actually heard from U.S. officials who are telling us that they think it's a negotiating tactic. They think this is the North Koreans coming out hard with a statement after their meetings to sort of play good cop, bad cop between Kim Yong-chol and Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un, in the statement, actually, at the very end, part of it that didn't really get the same amount of attention as the quote-unquote gangster-like tactics that North Korea accused the U.S. of using, Kim Jong-un said he still trusts President Trump. He still believes in him and in the joint declaration that they signed. And so perhaps this is, you know, his top dog, his lead negotiator, putting on the edge and trying to pressure the Americans to give them things on a different timeline or to give them things, you know, that the Americans would be more hesitant to give otherwise.
I mean, we're looking for complete, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization from North Korea. Any indication that we're closer to that today than we were before those talks?
You know, no indication yet. In fact, we've seen a little bit of the opposite so far. We've seen from newly released satellite images that show since the summit, North Korea has actually upgraded and expanded some of its missile manufacturing facilities. But the U.S., the Trump administration, still tells us that North Korea has committed to that, to what you just said, CVID, they call it, complete, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization, and that they'll continue to take steps to get there, and they'll make sure that they do. You know, these meetings are important because it's about framing, how do we do that? What do we have to give the North Koreans to get them to, you know, take that first step here or there? And the Trump administration also tells us that North Korea confirmed they did destroy one missile testing site already. So some good steps, some bad steps.
What's next on the schedule? What are there more talks scheduled at this point?
Yeah, and I think that's actually probably the most important thing that came out of the meetings over the weekend. The U.S. and the North Korean sides have now established a lower-level working group. So Mike Pompeo doesn't have to keep going back and forth to Pyongyang all the time. Instead, the U.S. ambassador to the Philippines, a man named Sung Kim, who at one point in time was the special representative for North Korea policy at the State Department, he'll be the lead, and he'll have a team, you know, about a half a dozen folks or so, who will meet with the North Koreans in the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. And they're the ones who will really hammer out negotiations and begin those next steps and hopefully, you know, eventually get us to CVID.
We shall see. Good insight, Connor. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.